Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is international best-selling author and coach Barbara Berger. She's the author of The Road to Power, Fast Food for the Soul. It's published in more than 30 languages and to date has sold over 1 million copies. We spoke last month about her book, Healthy Models for Relationships. She's back to talk about her long-awaited book about her own life called My Road to Power, Sex, Trauma and Higher Consciousness. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me. I'm so honored to be here again.
Oh, it's lovely to have you back. It really is. And this is a very different book for you, isn't it? Because you're used to giving out advice and talking about subjects in general, but this is very personal.
Exactly. Well, it came about, just to sort of backtrack a little bit, since I wrote this best-selling book, The Road to Power, Fast Food for the Soul, which is all about the amazing power of our mind and how we can harness this power to create the lives we want to live. People have been asking me in all these countries for years, well, how did you figure all this out? And how did you learn all this stuff? And then every time I started to tell about my life, everybody always says, oh, you should write it down and tell us the whole story. So now I finally did. So my new book is called My Road to Power. It's the personal spin on The Road to Power, how I figured this stuff out.
And was it harder writing about your own life?
Yes, definitely. Much harder.
Were you nervous about it?
Yes, definitely. I mean, you're really a very insightful person because you always ask questions that are spot on. Definitely more difficult to tell your own story. At least that's my experience.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess it would be easy to kind of assume that people like yourself writing these kinds of books have, you know, got everything figured out, having like the perfect life and, you know, are coming from a place of, I know exactly how to do everything and life's easy and whatever,
but it hasn't been at all. Actually, it's the opposite. It's really the opposite is true. I mean, I had so many difficulties and so many problems. I always say it's my karma has become my dharma. All the difficulties, all the crises, all the things that I've been through, they have forced me to look within, to ask questions and to try to find how do I find a way out of suffering for myself and everybody else? So it's really the opposite that has forced me anyway to look within and to try to find out what am I doing and what can I change?
Mm. Was there like a turning point for you in your life when you thought, okay, I need to make some changes. I need to get some...
Well, It would be a long turning point. But I would say it's sort of when I started to discover the power of the mind, that was really the crucial discovery for me. In other words, when I started to realize that what we focus our attention on, that grows in our experience, and that each human being, including me, we always have a choice of how we are going to use the power of our minds and how are we going to focus our attention in every single situation. And until we realize this, we're sort of innocent victims of mechanism, universal principles that we don't really understand. And so becoming aware of this crucial fact that we always, in every now moment, have a choice about what we're going to focus our attention on. I mean, it's just such a revolutionary understanding. And people have told me throughout the years, you know, like, why aren't we teaching our kids this stuff in school? I mean, it's so important. But most of us, we are sort of born into sort of programmed ways of reacting and thinking, and we don't know, we don't understand, we don't realize that we have a choice about how we're going to relate to whatever's happening right in front of our noses.
So how do you implement that? How do you use the power of your mind on a day-to-day basis in a positive way?
Well, first of all, it's just to become aware of, I mean, I coach people all the time. So I've talked to thousands and thousands of people over the years. And when people come to me, most people don't know about these mechanisms, and just becoming aware of the fact, in other words, to be able to step back and observe, what am I thinking right now? How am I relating to this situation right now? It's such an amazing experience to actually begin to be able to do that. I mean, it's very important to understand that reality is what it is. In other words, things are happening all the time, but how you relate to it or how I relate to it, that is where our true power is. So in other words, in principle, you could say you could have a situation where you have 10 different people present and something happens. And in principle, you could have 10 very different experiences of the same situation. And if we can see that that's true, then we start to realize, oh, so it has something to do with how I relate to what's going on. So it's these kinds of observations that I started to be able to make in my life and connect these dots. That's what my Road to Power was about, which ended up being this book, The Road to Power. So it's this kind of understanding that came to me throughout some of the very difficult experiences that I've had in my life. How was I relating to it? And is there a better way to relate to it? So these things.
It's so powerful, isn't it? And everyone can see that, because everybody will know people who have been through a similar kind of experience, whether it's the loss of a loved one, whether it's financial turmoil, whether it's, you know, whatever it might be, the loss of a job, that, you know, something, exactly. Something sad, something bad that's happened to them. And you'll be able to notice and realize that they've handled it really quite differently. And it's not that one person went through a worse thing than the other person, therefore they have the right to be sad or angry or whatever, and the other person doesn't. It's just how they're choosing to handle it.
Exactly. It's so important, this realization. In other words, stress, people are so stressed, but what is stress? Stress is a subjective experience. What stresses one person might be exciting and interesting to another person. So again, taking responsibility for the way that we relate to things. That's really where we exercise our free will as individuals. And that's also where our power lies. All my books are about self-empowerment. And as far as I can see, this is the key to taking your power back, to understand the mechanism so that you can decide perhaps more appropriately how am I going to relate to this situation? Mm-hmm. Because yes, we all meet challenges. That's the nature of this life.
Yeah. And what about the subtext to your, or the subheading, if you like, to your book, Sex, Trauma, and Higher Consciousness?
You're going to probably have to read that one to get all
a little bit. Give us a little bit.
Well, actually, the story starts, I grew up in America. I'm American born. And my father was a high military man in the Pentagon. And this was during the Vietnam War. And I had a boyfriend who got drafted to go to Vietnam. And we were against the war. And so I ran away from home and we went underground. And we were actually on the run for 1.5 years. And we finally ended in Sweden, of all places, where we got political asylum. And at that time, when we first came to Sweden, I was so traumatized by all the things that had happened that as a kind of self-therapy, I started writing down my experiences, which I called my journey, the journey. And a friend of ours who saw me writing all the time said, "What are you writing? Can I look at it?" And I said, "Sure, go ahead." And then this guy, he took this manuscript and without my knowing it, he gave it to a big publisher in Sweden, and they suddenly wanted to publish it. And I had just come out of all of this stuff, and I was only 20 years old. And then suddenly I became a celebrity. And so it was like the youth revolution and Scandinavia. It was like, so this is my road to power. All these very dramatic things that happened to me at a very young age, which were highly traumatic. And then the search for answers, which is what I mean by the understanding of the nature of consciousness and the nature of mind. So that's what the title, as you asked me, refers to.
Yeah. And you've been through a lot personally as well. You've been through divorce and other things that you've had to, you know, get through and get over.
Mm-hmm.
And was that difficult to talk about in the book?
All of these things are difficult to talk about in the book, I found. This is the most difficult book I've ever written. But on the other hand, it seems to me now I'm starting to get feedback from the different countries and the different people who know me. People are so shocked and so surprised because, as you said at the beginning of our little talk, you know, they had the impression that, you know, that I had the answer to everything and I was the great teacher and that I never had any problems. And it's like, really, Barbara, this is your life? So maybe that's a good learning too for people. I've noticed that some of the people who come to me now for coaching, that they're more relaxed about telling me about their problems because they know that I've tried it myself.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. And often you find that, not all the time, but often you find that people who become coaches or therapists in some way have been through quite a lot of trauma themselves. Yeah. And that's what led them on that journey.
Yeah, that's what I meant when I said my karma has become my dharma. The problems that I have had have become my life path in a way to try to transform the traumatic experiences and to use it in a positive way to benefit other people. In other words, maybe my experience can help other people get through things quicker.
Yeah.
So I hope so. That's my deepest wish, that it can be transformed into something positive.
Yeah. Well, when people are going through something bad, they don't want to feel like they're the only person that it's happened to. You know, it helps to know that other people have been through it and come out the other side.
Exactly. So that's really my deepest wish with this book, that it can maybe inspire other people not to give up and to use some of this information to become better, higher, more fulfilled, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, if people want to get a copy of the book, it's called My Road to Power, Sex, Trauma, and Higher Consciousness. It's available on our website. Hopefully you can get it on Amazon, can you?
No, you can get it. It hasn't gone on Amazon yet, but you can get it on my website, which is beamteam.com, www.beamteam.com.
Okay, fantastic. Beamteam.com. And it's by Barbara Berger, who we've been chatting with today. Barbara, thank you so much for joining us. Lovely to chat with you again.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it, Hannah.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.